Welcome to Lively Stones Ministry. I'm Minister Ezekiel Jones. The Bible says that ye are the temple of God, a spiritual house. 1 Peter 2 and 5 says, ye are as lively stones, built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. It's by God's grace. Yes. We love the song, the instrumental there in the background, and the song that we had just made an addition of this song. Amen. It just kind of, you know, only fitting, just kind of set the tone. Glory to God. You know, the Bible says that praise the Lord and to come before Him. Amen. And serve Him in gladness and come before Him with a new song. Amen. And we just thanking and singing, melody and music in your heart unto the Lord. Amen. Because you know He is worthy. Good morning. Good morning and good morning. Amen. We'd like to welcome you into Lively Stones Ministry. Amen. With your host, Minister Ezekiel Jones. Amen. We're so grateful, amen, to be here one more time. Here live in the studio here in Palm City, Florida. Glory to God. A fresh word. Amen. From the Lord. Amen. As always, to understand and to give God reference. Amen. And give God due. Amen. For His amen presence. Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is present. The Lord is here. I come to tell somebody this morning that you got to come and understand and realize, amen, and bring it up on the subjection that you cannot do nothing without God, amen. Without God, amen, it is impossible, amen, to even please Him without faith. So them that cometh to the Lord must first believe that He is a rewarder for those who diligently seek Him. And we got to seek the Lord now in these last days and evil days that we're living in. We got to seek the Lord right now that He may be found, amen, in this hour, such as an hour as this. Amen. Now, amen. We thank Him for His mercy, thank Him for His love and His grace. Amen. Because He is, amen, the only, amen, wise and true God. Amen. We thank God for our producer, amen, Kevin Hubbard, the voice of Hidden Places. Amen. Allowing us to come in just one more time. Amen. To offer up the spiritual sacrifices of praise. Amen unto the Lord, and to give Him thanks. I'd like to thank God for my wife, amen, on this morning, that listening in on this morning, who's not able to be here this morning. But however, we thank God for her. Glory to God in all her endeavors, amen, and continue to press, amen, her way on. And how many know that you have to continue to press your way on, no matter what it looked like, despite, amen, what it seems like or what it might be, appear to be. Amen. My trust, amen, is in the Lord. The Bible souls declare, taste and see that the Lord, yes, sir, is good. God is a good God. Amen. The goodness of the Lord is often expressed as the word tov, often describing something that is pleasant, something that is good, something that is morally good. Glory to God. And to understand that the benevolence of the Lord, and to express, amen, my gratitude, amen, towards the Lord, and to give God complete admiration, amen, and to reference, amen, God. Now you ought to praise God. Praise him for what he already have done in your life. As I look now and think things over and look back on my life, can you come into a sense of a thing of realizing and understanding as you look back on your life and bring it all into reality in your life and just think things over. Amen. You have to give God, amen, the praise. It wasn't no goodness of yours when God spared you. Amen. Some have been in car wrecks. Amen. Some have been homeless. Some have been left for just giving up on. Folk then told you that you'll never amount to be anything, and you might have been dropped out of high school, and just seems like you might be in prison or incarcerated at this time, and your life been in shambles, and you have lost everything, and you was at rock bottom. But thanks be unto God who giveth us the victory, and God will wipe every tear away from their eyes, and he'll wipe the slate clean. Glory to God. Only thing you have to do is offer up the spiritual sacrifices of praise, amen, unto the Lord God. I'm so glad this morning that God is a faithful, amen, God. He said he'll throw your sins, amen, in the sea of forgiveness. He won't remember them no more. Glory to God. And I'm thank God this morning. You ought to come, amen, in agreement with me this morning. Amen. And thank God for all his goodness and all his marvelous acts and his kind acts. Amen. Throughout. Amen. Generations unto generations, his mercy endure forever. Thank God. We are over at Tabernacle Church of Deliverance on tomorrow night, 6:00 p.m. Amen. In the beautiful city of Fort Pierce, Florida, Live the Stones Ministry will be bringing forth the word of God tomorrow night. We'll be over there tomorrow morning as well. And throughout the week of from the February 8th all the way up to February 13th. Friday the 13th. Wow. Bless the Lord. Yes, sir. And that'll be the last night, February 13th, over at Tabernacle Church of Deliverance, where it'll be various speakers that coming forth all during that week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And Friday would be the finality. But the Lord will get things started on tomorrow night. Glory to God. We're so honored. And we thank God, amen, for Pastor Harriet, shepherd there, and the overseer Dorothy Mother Gorn, for allowing us to come in and to be able to share a word from the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you for allowing us to be able to say anything that's pertaining to the Lord in your name, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. We thank you for life, health, and strength this morning, God. We thank you, oh God, for how you allow no hurt, harm, or danger to come upon us as we slept on last night. Oh God, I ask you right now, Lord, to touch all the people of God, touch the entire body of Christ right now, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. Anoint them right now, oh God, from their head to their toe, oh Lord. Cover them with your blood, oh God, the sprinkling blood of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, that they be sanctified and set apart in the name of the Lord Jesus, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for all, oh Lord, your mighty acts, oh Lord, and your kindness towards us, oh Lord. And what shall we render back unto you, oh God? What shall, oh Lord, that we give in exchange, and give in exchange for our soul right now, oh God? We surrender right now, Lord. I pray that somebody out there, oh God, that would be edified right now, oh Lord, through the word of the Lord. I pray, Lord, right now, and I pray and declare and declare right now, Lord, that there be a change in them, oh God, right now, oh God. Let them know, oh Lord, that you are too wise to make a mistake, oh God, and you're too just to do that which is wrong. For you are the all Almighty God, that we may come into subjection of the Lord. Oh, Lord, have your way right now in the name of Jesus. We'll be careful, Lord, to give you all the honor and the praises in Jesus' name. God is a good God. I tell somebody this morning, God is a God of love. He's a God of mercy. He's a God of reinsurance. And I thank God for all what God have done. God is a simplified of the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. According to his abundant mercies, who have begotten us again unto a lively hope of the resurrection from the dead. And if it had not been for the goodness of the Lord, amen, where would we be at this morning? But we got to understand, amen, that there's life. There's life, and who have that to offer is Jesus Christ, that we may take off this corruptible and put on the incorruptible, that we must take off mortal and put on immortality, that we can live into eternal hope, amen, that God has offered us something better than this world will have to offer us. But we got to trust and believe and understand that he is a God that have a well-being for us, that we can live and move and have our being in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we may walk in him and abide in him. Glory to God, that we may be God inhabitants, and that we may dwell in God, and the spirit of the living God may dwell richly, amen, within us, within our fiber, within our innermost being, that we worship him and praise him. Somebody need to praise God this morning. It wasn't no goodness of yours that you woke yourself up this morning. It was the goodness of God. Come on here. People always talking about something like, you know what, I don't do this no more, I don't do that no more. But you ain't never mentioned God through all or none of that there. It is God for whom you live and move and have your being and have your free court. Glory to God. You know, I was watching, glory to God, just before we go into the word of the Lord, I was watching, amen, the NFL honors. Amen. You know, it's Super Bowl week. You know, Super Bowl is tomorrow. They like to call it Super Sunday. Yes. And, you know, and I heard, or I understood, I just happened to hear, it's not my main focus, but I just happened to hear 150 million viewers will be watching the game. So people that don't even watch football will tune in to watch the Super Bowl. It's a big event, you know, probably one of the high profile events that it is in all the sports, pretty much, you know, a lot of actors, a lot of high profile folk, amen, will make their appearance, you know, well dressed and everything, you know, during the Super Bowl. But, you know, and the thing about that, some of the players in the NFL honors, and when they got up there, some of the first things they said, I'd like to thank God, amen, for being here with me, and I would have not made it this far if it had not been for God who was on my side. So first and foremost, you know, to give God the honor and to give God the praise, you know, because when you see an athlete is gifted, and it's one out of a million chances that you will even make it to the NFL and to that high level, you know what I mean? And it's a moment, and that's why we need to praise God. And you know, some players didn't do that. You know, some folks don't do that. They don't give God his due, you know. And so this is the thing, that how our life is lined up with God. When God then brought us from out of a certain situation or circumstances where we was in total disarray in our life. And you know, we take on programs and we do rehabilitations and, you know, and things of this matter, you know, and that's good. But unless you come unto the Lord with a willing heart, if you have a problem with addiction, alcohol, or whatever you may be facing, cigarette smoking or whatever, you come to the Lord, amen, and put that thing before God. I know God is faithful and just to take that takes, or whatever that is that have plagued you, or whatever that is that have got your desire, that you're turning yourself in that type of manner. But God can deliver you in that instant. God can do one, and what God can do for you in one moment, then you can do for yourself in an entire lifetime. Glory to God. So we realize and understand that the merciful God, the faithful God, you know, that you boast in the Lord, the
boasting in the Lord simply means the Hebrew word hallelujah, but the Hebrew word is boasting. Amen. It's translated hallelujah. Hallelujah, the Hebrew word, but boasting, amen, in the Lord for what God, amen, can do for an individual, for one. I you know, we come to the time where we talk about this, we talk about that, and we talk about ourselves. But we, how about boasting in the Lord? How about boasting, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make a boast unto the Lord in Psalms 34. And when we begin to boast, amen, unto the Lord, this is confidence. God give us confidence, and then this be a swagger. This be a new way of life. This be that my heart is not failing me, so therefore I have confidence in God. But if my heart condemn me, I know, amen, that I have a greater source within myself. Only thing I have to do is reach out to the Lord. Glory to God, and God will prevail. God will prevail, friend, in your life. Amen. Somebody out there listening this morning, somebody have had a tough way of going. Somebody cannot, amen, find their way on this morning. Amen. Somebody have tried everything in their life out there, and nothing seems to be working for you in your life. Nothing, the key don't fit. You've been trying the key, amen, but there's several keys to fit in the door, but you can't find the key. You can't find the key, glory to God. But I tell you what, the key of life is Jesus Christ. I stopped by the radio station to tell somebody, amen, that the presence of the Lord, amen, would dwell with you. When you call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, come on here, God will come and see about you. It's the evidence of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen. You got to look into the word of God. God is alive and he is not dead. We're not just reading scripture, amen, and don't apply, amen, the scripture unto our life. You got to read the word of God. The Bible souls declare Psalms 119:89, amen, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. So if God said it, I believe that it is settled because God have said it. And when I begin to read and look into the word of the Lord begins to come, amen, alive in my life. And I begin to walk, amen, in my purpose. I begin to walk in my dignity. Amen. Glory to God. I begin to walk, amen, in reassurance. Amen. I begin to walk in the integrity, amen, of the Lord. The word of the Lord is like fire. Come on here. The word, and it destroys, it breaks the rock. Amen. Glory to God. It breaks the rock. And he say, if my word is not like fire, amen, that I will break the rock. So whatever, amen, the impurity, come on here, of the word of the Lord. Oh, taste and see, amen, that the word of the Lord is good. Amen. Let's go on to Genesis, the third chapter. Now the servant was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God hath made. And he said unto the woman, yea, have God said, you shall eat of the tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, many of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it. As we begin to look at this particular passage of scripture, when we see the word subtle, this word means crafty, cunning, wise, and clever. The Hebrew word is aram, meaning shrewd or crafty, often indicated treacherous or deceitful or trickery behavior. See, the thing is here with this here, when God had formed man from the dust of the ground and blew into man the breath of life, and man began to be a living soul. And God said, it's not good for man to be alone. He'll give him a helpmate. Amen. A companion. And we see here in this third chapter of Genesis, when the serpent came unto Eve. And the fact of the matter is, God said that the tree, you may freely eat from the trees, but the tree of good and evil that sits in the midst of God, in the garden of Eden, thou shalt not eat. Because the day that you eat, your your eyes will be open, and then you'll know good from evil. So the serpent was right on what God was saying. You know, because he's crafty, and he was once in heaven, but he wanted to take that over. So the truth is, when a one begin to look at the truth of God, the Bible souls declare 2 Corinthians 13th chapter, verse 8, when Paul said, we can't do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. And the word is so deceptive that he had Eve entertaining him. First of all, she engaged in the conversation with the devil. And he convinced her that you're going to be as a god. So you're going to be more knowledgeable. You're going to be more wiser. You're going to be just like God. Like God's supposed to be pleased with that. Is this only one high God, Jehovah Adonai? Amen. The Lord our Master and the Lord our God. And there's only one high God. And the Bible souls declare, let every soul be subject unto the higher power of the Lord. So we see here in this text that when we allow the enemy to even much put a thought in us of going against contrary to God's plan, we see that it can turn disastrous. We see that it can go south in a hurry. And as it was truly an act of Eve's carelessness and of disobedience, we understand that the orders was given to the man Adam. And we see later on here in this passage, when God came and walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Genesis, that third chapter, that 10th verse, when he said, and he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid. This is the first time fear was mentioned in the Bible, in that verse 10. But God called unto them, said, Adam, where art thou? And he said, I was afraid. See, after we have committed an act of this nature, there's shame that come upon you. Because at this time, they was naked in the garden. They didn't see their nakedness. But sin is a reproach unto many people. And it shows you yourself. Even as a person that's out there have went into an act of apostasy, and they have turned away from God, and they didn't got to the fact, they didn't got so comfortable that they ain't turning back. They're apostasy, and God then turned them over to a reprobate mind. See, God is God all by himself. And God don't send nobody to hell or to heaven. It is a choice that we have to make, that we're living in this world. It is every individual, every man, woman, boy, and girl for themselves, that they're going to make up their mind and what they're going to do with their life. Because heaven and hell is a reality. It ain't some fairy tale book that somebody done read. And it is not just a theory or theoretically. It's true and it's real. And soon, one day, and very soon, that we're going to see the king. So we see here that Eve had already sinned, and for her act of that, God said, I will put intimacy between thee and the woman and between thy seed and her seed, and I shall bruise thy head and I shall bruise his heel. So some scholars believe that this was the first prophecy of the Bible talking about Jesus Christ, the Messiah, is to come. Hebrew word Jesus is Yahshua, which translated to the Lord thy salvation. Glory to God, the anointed one, Christo, Greek terms. And to bring us back to redemption unto God. But the fact of the matter is, the Garden of Eden was, in a sense, like heaven. Because God had placed man in the garden to attend to the garden and to make and to beautify everything, but man broke fellowship with God. So therefore, God had no other choice but to cast man out of the Garden of Eden. But there was hope. There was a way back to the Father, but now there's sin. So in other words, a sinful act where can once destroy and separate you from God. Now God rains down on the just as well as the unjust, and God gives a one time to get it right before he makes his entrance. But there's a desire, just like Eve had here. She seen that the fruit was good and pleasant to the eyes, so she had a desire to want to eat of the fruit. See, a lot of times, folks, we have a desire to want to do something that is good, but God is clinging on to us, and we love the Lord. I know there's a lot out there this morning. You love God, and you want to please God in every aspect, in every fashion. I know I love the Lord, and I want to please him in every fashion, in every way possibly that I can. But I know that the enemy is on the warpath. The enemy is on the attack to try, amen, to take me down, glory to God, to take you down, to put you in a place, amen, in a bad situation, in a dark place, amen, where God will be disappointed, amen, with you. Now, we look here at the Garden of Eden, and a lot would say, and I always wonder myself, amen, not questioning God, amen, but when God created Adam, amen, from the dust of the ground, and Adam and Eve, amen, and gave him a woman, gave him a companion, he already had them place the serpent in the Garden of Eden. And while he placed the serpent in the Garden of Eden, glory to God, I believe God had so much, amen, amen, of his love, amen, in man, because God formed man, amen, and God made man out of his own likeness, his own image, and God put man in the Garden of Eden, but the serpent was already there, amen. And I know that God, not as far as I know, but God knows, glory to God, that man can go through temptation. Because why? Because the spirit of the living God that dwells on the inside of man. So why was man that the serpent was placed in the Garden of Eden with man? Did God know that man was not going to pass the test? Did God know that man was going to fail? But even though man did come to the place where he did fail, but there still was an advocate and an avenue back to God. We see our time have come and gone. It goes by very quickly. We thank God for us being here. We pray that the Lord have ministered unto you today. In Jesus' name, amen. thank the Lord for you tuning in and be that living stone which God have called you to be. May God bless you and heaven smile upon you is my prayer. Join us again next week right here on WCNO. Everything.